Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. The University of Notre Dame has updated its staff values. It no longer includes acceptance and support for the university's Catholic mission. The school says the change is an expression of how we seek to advance Notre Dame's mission as a global Catholic research university. It's just another example of a Catholic institution trying to shape itself to fit the world's mold. We talk more with Kevin Murphy, who is the Chief Content Officer for the Cardinal Newman Society. Kevin, thank you for making the time. How are you?
I'm great, Marcus. Thank you for asking me. Come on.
Very glad to speak with you. And as soon as I heard this, I realized this completely falls under the purview of the Cardinal Newman Society. And so the first thing I want to ask is, what were your thoughts when you heard about this news?
Well, the first thing I thought of was why. You know, why did Notre Dame change their values? I mean, values are things that you are supposed to care deeply about. They guide you in how you are to operate. So to say, as they did in the press release, the first thing that kind of caught my eye was the way they framed it was refreshing our values. And it begs the question, why? What is it of the values that you deemed needed to be refreshed? And if you look at the way that they were done before, Marcus, you know, some of them were very vague, kind of innocuous, you know, nothing that people couldn't agree to. For example, accountability. You know, you got to be accountable to your decisions. You know, you got to work like a team, have integrity. And I mean, all those things are general kind of values that you can say you agree to. But then the old values under Notre Dame was that they would understand, accept, and support the Catholic mission of the university. And it just struck me that was the one thing that seemed to drop out of the equation with their new refreshed values.
And refreshed, therefore, becomes a bit of a concerning adage because this seems like a step back. But at the Cardinal Newman Center, you've seen numerous universities over the past few decades take this path. Can you tell us about that trajectory and what the typical intent is behind that?
Yeah, I mean, the idea is, you know, it almost gets back, I don't know when this idea came about exactly, but to cling to your Catholic faith is somehow to diminish your standing and the ability to sell the university. And so as long as you cling to it kind of lightly, not too much so as to offend, you know, and it just, to me, this is the thing that is exactly opposite what we're seeing today as people raise questions and look inside of the brands like this. You know, you got to get past the veneer and you start to ask very specific questions about how this thing operates and what it really stands for. What is the essence of it? It's not about manipulating. It's about, are we really truly what we say we are? What is the essence of this brand? Now, you can, as a person who loves marketing, I look at this and say, okay, you got the Golden Dome, you got the interlocking Notre Dame letters, you got the colors and the Fighting Irish icon and Touchdown Jesus, which are all becoming this kind of, you know, raised significance at this time of year when you have college football playoffs. But in its essence, it seems to me that the Catholic faith matters very little at the Notre Dame as compared to what it should be. And when I say what it should be, Marcus, we look at two saints, both the Cardinal Newman himself. Mm-hmm. Cardinal Newman himself talked about the integration of knowledge and the ability to give to this person truth when they are disintegrated by the fall of original sin. And then you look at, like, Excorde Ecclesia and what Pope John Paul II said, the dedication and witness of non-academic staff are vital to the identity and life of the university.
Kevin, you highlight a really crucial problem that universities or institutions that take a secularized path forget, that without a Catholic worldview, there is no unifying framework for the enterprise of academia. And so all you engage in is a fragmented pursuit of knowledge.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly opposed to the latest doctor of the church. I mean, we just made Newman the newest doctor of the church, the 38th doctor of the church, and co-patron of Catholic education. It just seems almost, you know, like they're just deaf to this fact that he just became the co-patron of Catholic education. He talked about the integral formation, bringing integrity back into education, and they announce this almost simultaneously with that.
And with that simultaneous announcement, there's this call of the church for a unified, Catholic, integrated view of academia. There's a lot of work that needs to be done at the level of higher education, especially here in the United States. So just comment on that briefly, especially the work that the Cardinal Newman Society is doing.
Yeah, so the Cardinal Newman Society has been publishing the Newman Guide now for 20 years. We're getting ready to come out with our latest print edition, because so many people have asked for it in print so they can use it to go out and visit these colleges, but to measure them. What are all the aspects that you have to look at when you measure a college? And you got to make sure that what they're saying is actually, you know, really what's happening. Mm. Don't just buy into the bluster. Really look deep and say, is this university teaching in accord with what the church teaches? When you do that, contrary to popular belief, when you do that, these colleges are flourishing, Marcus. You are a graduate of one of those colleges, and you look at the numbers that are happening at these colleges, and they're growing. Benedictine College, Ave Maria University, Christendom College. You know, you just go down the list alphabetically, all the way down to Walsh University, and some of these, they're getting record attendance and enrollment. Mm. And why? Because people are piercing through the shenanigans that are going on and really asking for the truth.
At the risk of tooting the horn of my alma mater, but they deserve it. You really do get a very elevated, holistic, integrated worldview. And it rests in the Catholic faith, sure, but that's because the Catholic faith is the most elevated worldview to be given when it comes to academics. So to flip the coin on its head and to go back to the question of Notre Dame and other institutions, when the primary ethos of the Catholic worldview is removed, what happens to the students' formation of the soul and intellect and also their academic experience?
See, that's the disintegration that I think Newman spoke directly to. Is that he said these people come to the campus a disaggregated mess, kind of warring within their breast about different things. When you present the fullness of truth as a complete unified whole, you have the ultimate education, not an education that's just, you know, getting you prepared for a job. That's kind of the minimum aspect of a true education. A true education forms you completely. And this is why the Newman Guide colleges are flourishing. And not just the Newman Guide colleges. We've now extended this so that you can look at Newman Guide elementary schools, you can look at secondary schools, and you can look at graduate programs. That's where students can get the fullness of truth.
And that fullness of truth is ultimately what saves. That's the reason why we do what we do. So, given this platform, could you say a word of exhortation to everyone involved in university administration, but also for parents and students who are discerning education and considering the values of the institution that they're sending their children to?
As a parent that's gone through every kind of education there is, I can only say to parents right now is just really do some homework, you know? Mm. You're looking for your kids' school, elementary, secondary, college, or graduate program, and you really need to start to question what we've accepted for years. And this is one of the things that really frustrates me about Ivy League education. Instead, you need a Newman Guide education. Amen. So that your child can grow in the fullness of the faith.
Kevin, thank you. That was excellent. My guest has been Kevin Murphy. He is the Chief Content Officer for the Cardinal Newman Society, and I echo his sentiments. Choose institutions that will aid your child's path to sainthood. Nothing less. Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter.